The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, hello, everybody. We are so happy to be live on location today at the Carlton Place and District Memorial Hospital. We're going to be bringing you stories throughout the show today about this hospital and why we're here, which is for very good reasons. So we are very happy to be out here today. But that doesn't stop the news. We wanted to continue to bring you lots of fascinating stories from Ottawa and the Valley. And we're wanting to spend some time today with Peter Tilley, CEO of the Ottawa Mission. How are you, Peter?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you, Sam. And so glad to know you're out there supporting the Ottawa Hospital and that very important institution in the Ottawa area.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Peter. And Peter, we know that obviously the snow has come down. There's a little bit of it left. And I know when the snow flies, you start thinking about what winter means at the Ottawa Mission. Where are you at the planning stages for the next couple of months?
Well, we're really excited, the staff and all of us, because A, we're opening up on Monday operations close to where we were pre-pandemic. And that's very exciting that the blue doors on Waller Street, which you know well, are actually going to be opened up to the community again, where people can come in, use the facilities, whether the washroom or whatever. And the other part being that the community meal lines are no longer going to be takeout meals out of the receiving dock door. People are actually going to come in the front doors, be seated here at the Ottawa Mission, and be able to sit in the dining hall, not just our residents, which we've been doing for 2.5 years now, but also the public. And the biggest piece is, and you'd appreciate this one having been through a few of them, the Christmas dinner is going to be a go as per normal, with the celebrities coming in, with the new city councilors, hopefully the new mayor, we've confirmed the new police chief, to come in and serve the population from the downtown core, those who come in for that community Christmas meal. First time in 8 meals that we're actually doing it in-house to the full community, Sam. We're all so excited to have Christmas back for people to come enjoy a Sunday Christmas dinner.
Well, I certainly have many fond memories when I was there for close to a decade at the Ottawa Mission. I have many, many fond memories of that meal. And I think the only thing that warms my heart more than the fact that everyone's going to be receiving that beautiful meal is the fellowship that comes along with that, Peter. I mean, I think people, may not understand when they've got friends and family and people are coming from all over that sometimes that meal is the only quote-unquote holiday time they have with people in the community and to sit beside someone that's definitely been missed, Peter.
Yes, family's coming. There was a woman here several years ago, again, the Christmas before the pandemic, with her daughter. She had finally regained, through addiction and everything, she had regained custody or access to her daughter, shared custody. She had been working her program, and to have her 8-year-old daughter come here with her and enjoy a Christmas dinner, she said how much of a difference it made that she was sitting in her rooming house with her daughter, finally visiting, and had nowhere to go, and then heard in the news that we were doing Christmas dinner that day, and came down and brought her daughter, and there they were seated at the table. So a sense of family, sense of community, sense of, hey, look at us having a regular Christmas dinner. And for many of our people, as you know, they've long since lost connection with their family, their friends. They're alone, whether they're here at the shelter or they're in one of the downtown rooming houses or in Vanier, and they make the trek. They come here and they enjoy the company and the comfort and the warmth, as well as the fine meal that Chef Rick's going to put on, as he always does.
And you brought up something really important. I mean, having the new police chief there usually we used to have them serving juice. I don't know if that's what you're still doing, Peter, but, having
They've got the forearms and that to hold those juice, big juice
exactly.
jugs all for a 2-hour shift. They've usually got the strength, them and the firemen.
There you go. There you go. And I think having Ottawa police in or any first responders in, I know sometimes media come down as well. I think that's the opportunity for everyone to be on an equal footing, right? It's that opportunity to connect when things are joyful. It's, you know, there's a lot of sad times in working in that sector, but the reality is if we can find a little bit of joy and connect those communities, there's just something special about that.
Yeah, always fun. I used to laugh. You'd see Chief Charles Bordelot amongst the crowd and some of the deputy chiefs of the police, and they're there with their guns holstered beside them while they're walking amongst this homeless population, which on other days they might be addressing in a different manner, but here they are serving them on that Christmas Sunday dinner, the Sunday before Christmas that we always put on, and it's just a beautiful thing, you're right.
And what's so ironic about it, and, you know, I would speak to officers, I'm sure you do the same thing, they get more out of it, Peter, than we can imagine. It's very rewarding for them to be able to spend that time, too, and not have to be on the front lines in a negative way.
Yeah, and it'll be nice if we can get Mr. Sutcliffe down here in his new capacity, then media celebrity. Let's get him down here as mayor. And that
there
was just
go,
waiting
though.
For that confirmation, too, but I'm sure he'll be there if he can.
That would be fantastic. I mean, let's not sugarcoat any of this, Peter. It has been a challenging time through this pandemic. It was challenging before the pandemic. You and I, and I think about Wendy Muckle from Ottawa Inner City Health. We've had countless conversations about the opioid crisis, and really that was the first pandemic that struck that we didn't really talk about. You know, 20 people in this country dying a day from opioid addiction, and I know Ottawa has seen its fair share.
Yeah, we lost someone on the washroom floor a week ago Monday, and they overdosed at 4:30 a.m., Sam, and it just happens, and it's hard, and we have to talk the team through it, the frontline team. They all have Narcan, and they're trying to bring that person back to life. Honestly, I'd say 19 times out of 20, maybe 14 out of 15, whatever, we succeed. And then we, until the paramedics arrive in that, and in this case, it didn't happen, and it's just a tough one for us all as a family. We grieve when a 29-year-old goes down like that. It's just so, so hard for us all. But it's the reality of the bad drugs, the fentanyl and that are mixed in with the drugs that are going around sometimes. Let's hope we bring that nice focus on a good Christmas dinner and we'll celebrate that at least. Those who are here as residents, as you know, they'll all at the foot of their beds have a little backpack waiting for them filled with all sorts of treats like Tim cards, warm socks, mitts, scarves, and whatever else, chocolate bars that the community has donated, and that'll be their Christmas Eve for when they wake up Christmas Day. The front line will drop those off at 3 a.m., so, or I should say Santa and the elves will drop those off at 3 a.m., so
of course, that's
a nice thing we'll do in-house.
Santa doesn't miss anybody, Peter, so that's
right.
Important. And, you know, I think about your job, Peter, and all the things that would be on your agenda. How do you also sort of include making sure the staff is cared for in terms of compassion fatigue, and especially this time of year, knowing they're going into those cold winter months and they'll see some struggles of people in our community? How do you care for them?
That's a great, great observation, and you know it because being familiar with this industry, Sam, that we've actually, through our strategic plan, decided we're going to have in-house counseling available for clients and staff as we come out of this pandemic. I was on a course, and they said, you can't just keep telling your people they need to get away on vacation. And I had to have a, oops, that's what I've been doing. Make sure you get your vacation time in. It's stressful out there. So you need to do more. So we're making sure we have services available. What incidents like the one I described earlier happen, or just dealing with those who are suffering from the winter blues, the seasonal disorder that we see that it wears on the staff here, especially this pandemic. So we're making sure they have someone to speak to and do their gut check as well, too, so they can go out and give as need be in serving the people here under our roof.
For sure. And I know that Tuesday is a big day for a lot of nonprofits participating in Giving Tuesday. How is the Ottawa Mission, the foundation, working in terms of Giving Tuesday?
It's funny how everything now is such a social media blast, and that's what we're doing now on our website. People can go to ottawamission.com and see how they can assist and get involved for Giving Tuesday. We've got matching gifts thanks to our friends at Diamond Storage. So anybody wants to give, we're going to be matching those donations. And we're hoping for a big day. We need it as we roll into the Christmas season, as you know. So we're really hoping for a big day on Giving Tuesday coming up.
Now, if I didn't ask you before I let you go today and talk turkey with you, that it just would seem like a conversation between you and I. Let's talk a little turkey. Peter, are you still looking for turkeys?
Yes, people can drop them off at the Best for a Street loading dock door just as they come off of Waller. Hang right, and there's our receiving dock door open between 7 and 5. Happy to receive any turkey donations, and they can contact us, and we can always have our driver, if Matt's out on the road in the area, certainly can pick them up. But they can also go online to that ottawamission.com address and make a donation, and we'll buy the turkeys. But because of the food truck and the delivery, we're going to serve more meals than ever before on the week leading up to Christmas out in the community and then here at the Ottawa Mission. So certainly the demand is going to be there, and we can certainly use all the support we can get. So thank you for asking.
Remind us. Yeah, no, of course. I always want to get that in there, because I think a lot of families, it's become a tradition, Peter, right? They like to do that. So, so it's fantastic to be able to spend time with you today and really think about, you know, the winter that's coming. Remember the most vulnerable in our community, and I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Peter Tilley joining us today, CEO of the Ottawa Mission. We appreciate him spending time with us. And you might have heard, we're out at the Carleton Place District Memorial Hospital today, and we are meeting so many different community members. So that's what we're going to be doing throughout the day. But we are bringing you, of course, those news stories of the day, and we've got lots of great guests for you. You won't want to go anywhere. Lock it in to City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
The Sam LaPrade Show.